Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
A little bit on how bad things are in New York and how much worse they could get. But they're already really bad. So if you actually care about freedom and you're still living in New York or worse, New York City, you really need to ask yourself why. And you really should be honest with
because they're going to get Larry Sharp as their governor and everything's going to be different.
Yeah, does anyone really believe that?
They clearly do.
Does Larry Sharp believe that? Does he actually think he has a chance to win?
He at least did at one point.
Well, he's running again, so I don't know what that means. But
it means libertarians have more money than common sense?
They don't seem to have that much money.
They don't have much for common sense either. But, I mean, they have enough money to make, to, you know, they funded his campaign a few years ago, so, I mean, that money would have been put to better use here in New Hampshire doing almost literally anything that wasn't giving Larry Sharp money to run for governor of New York. But yeah. Whatever makes you happy, I guess.
I don't know how much they spent on that guy, but it was what, millions?
It was a lot of money for a governor.
Plus, I think they got some money from the National Libertarian Party for that as well.
I mean, people had high hopes for it. They're like, this is it. This is it. We're going to get this one. And then it was like, what, the same as ever?
3%? Why would they believe that?
Because they're crazy. They're libertarians. They're already half detached from reality from the beginning.
Yeah, that is part of the problem with trying to get the libertarians to actually wake up and realize that they are banging their head up against a brick wall in California or New York or, you know, Illinois or wherever it is they happen to be.
Yeah, that give that you're feeling when you bang your head against that brick wall, that's your skull,
that's you.
Not the brick.
Yeah, and getting them to, you know, wake up and try to do something different. Try a new approach. And this isn't like some sort of speculative approach that we're just wondering if it's going to work. No, the Free State Project and the migration of freedom lovers to New Hampshire it's proven. It's a proof of concept. It's happening. And we've actually elected freedom-loving people here who are actual, like, self-described anarchists. People who are real libertarians have actually gotten into the state house in fairly large number.
Oh, but it doesn't count because they didn't have that L next to their name.
If that's the kind of person we're dealing with, they really shouldn't come here. The people that are coming here should understand that we need to try from every different aspect to change things. And that's why it's working here, because some of the freedom lovers who are willing to change their party to the Republicans or the Democrats and willing to try to run for office that way have actually won. So if you're willing to win, if you want to win, then why don't you just come where people are already winning? Why not come where the largest concentration of freedom-loving people already is? Or you can just keep failing where you are. It's up to you. Meanwhile, they're going to, you know, create an insane police state tyranny, medical authoritarian hellscape all around you. That's not going away. Caller, somebody who wants to be referred to as Caller is on the line here from Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hey, thanks for that. That was actually a perfect introduction because I wanted to talk about Mark Edge. And the last couple of times that he called in, he was bashing the Free State Project and the idea of moving to New Hampshire, getting out of some of these places that are full of tyranny. I just recently moved from New York. I'm not in a better place now completely, but it is, you know, looking at New York City right now, it is better being where I am now. But, of course, New Hampshire, I think, would be the best overall. Yeah. But Mark Edge, he very much was just dishing on the Free State Project, saying that there were only very certain people that that New Hampshire could actually work for. And I think it mainly he's, like, he doesn't like the cold. But what I really wanted to bring up was I got a question. Why can't you, Ian, talk to Mark Edge?
Oh, I'm prohibited from doing so by the federal government bail conditions. There's a list of people I'm not allowed to talk to, including Mark, including Melanie, one of our other previous co-hosts, Daryl Perry.
I was initially on that list.
They claimed that the people who you guys can't talk to are potential witnesses or potentially victims.
Correct. Correct. So, yeah, it's ridiculous. But I do agree with you. Mark has I've been calling him One Note Mark recently whenever I hear his calls to the show, because it's literally all he calls about is trash talking the migration to New Hampshire, and it's sad.
He doesn't view it as trash talking, but I think I sort of understand where he's coming from. He's worried about freedom for himself right now. He doesn't want to fight for it. He just wants to pay some money and make it go away.
Yeah, no, I get it.
I get it, too.
I don't blame him for it.
But that only helps himself. And I have a more humanitarian approach that, you know, I want everyone to be free, not just myself.
Well, I'm the same way as you, Aria, although I will acknowledge not everyone wants to be free, in which case they can have someone tell them what to do. But everyone who wants it should have it. And I agree with you. Like, I just can't just stand by and do nothing as people are being oppressed who do not want to be oppressed. And so I think working towards a better world is important. And I think that the Free State Project and the New Hampshire migration is the most successful example of how libertarians can actually achieve those goals. And so for him to, you know, to S-talk people who want to move together and actually have an effect, because he just, by the way, he just straight up denies in a lot of cases a lot of the wins that we've had here. And, you know, maybe it's not for him. That's fine. But to get on the air and say that, oh, it's only for three different types of people. I forget what it was. It was
the night people were on. Who live in the Northeast already, and he wouldn't even, I don't know, he wouldn't even accept that there's winter in, like, Tennessee.
Yeah.
But anyway,
his list excluded me and wouldn't have had me here in New Hampshire.
Me either.
At the very least. And that was the reason. So I was like, no, this is a silly list, Mark. I'm here in New Hampshire. I love it.
Yeah. I don't like it being too cold or whatever, but, you know, to me, it's worth it to be around freedom-loving people. Like,
Mark
for
has
people
a long
that actually
list.
Care about freedom, they should be here.
Absolutely. And well, Mark disagrees because he's got this long list of places that, in theory, could do the same thing, just in a different place, like the Honduras or whatever. You get enough libertarians there, and you could replicate the Free State Project in a place that is freer, but you're starting from ground zero there. With just a possibility, just an idea, here in New Hampshire, there's actually stuff already happening.
And I don't see why he doesn't understand that there's more of a barrier for moving from, like, Texas to New Hampshire. Or instead of from Texas to New Hampshire, there's more of a barrier to moving to Honduras.
It's a huge barrier for the average person.
Even if it's slightly more similar weather, hate humidity so much I wouldn't want it more humid than San Antonio.
That's the other thing with Mark, is he cannot...
All right, thanks a lot.
Oh, he's gone. All right, thanks, man. Appreciate it. He cannot empathize with somebody who's not in Mark's situation. So Mark's... I was listening
I noticed
to the
that as well when he was like, all you have to do is fly internationally all the time and just plop your feet in the Marianas. I was like, yeah, that's good for people who are like millionaires, but the average person can't just hop an international flight and go to Honduras whenever they want.
I don't know. I don't think he can remember what it was like to be the average person, which at one time in his life he was, you know. So, like, yeah, I think he's lost connection with that. But I remember, I think he was one of the things he said on that show last week. I think it was the Wednesday night show that you were on, Bonnie.
Yep.
And so if people want to go back and hear it, I don't know. I'm not recommending you do this because it's just the same old caterwauling he's been doing for the last few years. But I think he basically said, oh, yeah, you just need to rearrange your life so you can make money on the Internet.
That's what he said, yeah. He said you have to be able to make money online, and then you can do it.
Okay, so you're basically cutting out probably 90% of the potential movers right there. Because
Internet's not that great in a lot of these third world countries that are willing to let you do this in the first place.
Well, let's just presume there's good Internet. Okay, let's give it that. Let's give that to him, okay? Fine. But that's not appropriate for most people. Like, a plumber, for instance, is not going to be able to just rearrange my whole career, everything that I've built. I mean, it's enough that we would be asking somebody to move a business, right? To pick up, if they have a business, if they're not just like an employee of something who can get another job. And there's a million jobs. If you want a job, if you don't care where you work, literally, you can work anywhere you want in New Hampshire right now. They are hiring everywhere, every single place. I think a gentleman was here the other night who we all know, and he's working at Walmart overnight. They're paying $19.50 to start, and they're desperate. They need people, and they're not the only ones. So if you just want to work a job...
Dude, McDonald's here doesn't even open on some days.
There's a gas station here that's supposed to be 24 hours a day. It is no longer 24 hours.
Yeah, they need staff. Everyone does, so they're paying top dollar for it.
Jobs are easy to find, but for somebody who's willing to move a business, that's a huge ask. And to try to tell people like that, to tell an entrepreneur, oh, yeah, just leave your business and all your expertise behind and work on the internet, and then you can move to my island paradise. It's ridiculous fantasy. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Here. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
So we were talking the other night about the arrests in New York City at some restaurants, the Cheesecake Factory, and apparently Applebee's as well, groups of people who, you know, wanted to get served some food, but were not willing to show a vaccination passport, were subsequently arrested, I believe, charged with criminal trespass.
Well, I do oppose the vaccine passports. I have to say, people getting arrested for, you know, what, insisting on being served at a Cheesecake Factory and an Applebee's sounds like it belongs in a South Park episode. They took my Applebee's away.
The fact that it was like their line in the sand is what really makes it sound like South Park
I
world.
I need my chicken tenders.
Well, and I think that the, you know, that definitely backs up what Bonnie was saying earlier, although that said,
you do have to have a line in the sand somewhere.
Yeah, it's a difficult situation because it is similar to the sit-ins in certain ways, in that people were saying, hey, if you're serving those people over there, you should be serving me because we're all, you know, members of the public and, you know, you're purportedly open to the public. And now, as a libertarian, it's sort of that kind of rubs me the wrong way in that I feel like, as you said earlier, Aria, a business owner should be able to decide for themselves. But in this case, they're not really deciding for themselves like they were in the case of the sit-ins, where Woolworths was segregated as a business policy. In this case, the business policy is to simply do whatever the government gang tells you in New York City.
That's why government discrimination is the worst form of discrimination, because everyone has to do it. And you don't get a choice of just taking your business to the one down the street.
Right. And so now we've got another situation, apparently, according to ArtValley818_ on Twitter. New York Police Department has arrested a veteran because he went to Panera Bread without proof of vaccine. I'm just going to play you some of the audio here. Now, right out the gate.
Did he say something about the flag touching the ground?
Yeah.
He said, you can't let the flag touch the ground while the United States is arresting him.
And he was really, like, upset about it, right? Like, you could hear frustration in his voice. Well, screw that flag. Even though, that's all the more reason he should hate that stupid flag.
That's the thing.
That's his religion.
When I saw the headline of this video, I thought, oh, man, you know, this guy's getting arrested. All right, let me check this. Oh, God. Right out the gate, you know, he's literally trying to hold on to the flag. The police, of course, are stripping the flag from him. And as you pointed out, Bonnie,
you have to carry the ark on the magic rods on your shoulders, whatever they're called.
The team that you are holding this flag for is doing this to you. Now, I understand the United States government isn't the same as New York City, and it's New York City's vaccination passport, but the U.S. government is not your friend. They are not on the side of freedom.
The White House just came out with a statement saying the unvaccinated are killing people, basically, and they have a winter full of death and serious illness ahead of them.
You should pull that statement up if you can find it. It's been passed around all over the place in the last 24 hours.
I'm sure my winter will be as deadly as it's been for the last 30-something years, which is not very deadly at all for me.
I'm more likely to die of freezing to death if the power goes out than die of, you know, COVID or something like that. Let me go on, though, with some of this here.
Better hope you take
One, two, three, four, five.
I cannot eat.
There are at least five or six uniformed cops milling around. There's only really one or two that are actually in the process of arresting him because he's not meaningfully fighting them or anything like that. He's just, you know, making a statement as he's being arrested about the Constitution. And yeah, that's a dead letter at this point. If it ever was in effect or in any way, you know, effective, as I believe Lysander Spooner put it, it was powerless to prevent the tyranny that we have or has authorized it, one or the other.
In either event, it's useless.
Exactly. Let me go on.
My sisters and brothers cannot work. And I'm not resisting. I'm not. I'm dying 100%.
Now, let's talk about what he just said there. My sisters and brothers cannot work. He says, I cannot eat. My sisters and brothers cannot
work. They took away my Cheesecake Factory.
Well, okay, but I want to be fair to these folks here, Aria. I mean, I've done more than drive through New York City. I've spent a few, you know, probably a couple weeks over the last few years. I've in total I've spent in New York City, maybe 3 weeks or something like that, because we, Mark and I, used to go up for more than a decade for two nights or one night or two nights, whatever.
Right,
and
for the Talkers Convention.
Yeah, for the Talkers Convention, which we'll probably never go to again because they're still having it in New York and there's all kinds of, you know,
yeah, this year you had to be vaccinated.
Yeah, it was at a college campus or something like that.
Yeah.
Not even going to be an option. But when we were going, you know, when you're in New York City, you don't have, like, Walmart Supercenter or Hannaford International Grocer or, you know, full-on grocery stores. Those things don't exist, at least not that I've seen. I mean, maybe there are some of them. I know they exist somewhere. But in my walks around, say, you know, Manhattan, I've never seen it.
Obviously going to be a Walmart Supercenter somewhere.
It's outside
in
of
New York City.
No. I think Walmart doesn't exist in New York City. I think you have to go out to, like, White Plains or something like that, some town outside of the city to go to a Walmart. And so
that's weird.
For your average city dweller,
what do they have then?
That's the thing.
If they don't have Hannaford's or any of these others.
That's the thing. What they have is sort of these corner markets, basically. And what's the word for it? Bodega, I think, is the word. And so you can go into these things. Some of them have, like, fresh fruits, and some of them, you know, they've got, like, some meats, and so you can get food in these places. But it is not like what we're used to here, where in Keene, New Hampshire, we can select from four different mega grocers or whatever and go in and get, you know, all manner of different things. You go into this little shop, it's like, you know, maybe the size of this studio in the next room. I mean, it's not, you know, it's just a little corner shop kind of thing.
So it's just like, they have fruit, and that's what they have.
Yeah, you get the fruit that they have, and, you know, you take what you can get. Now, there are some guys on the side of the road sometimes, like the street vendors. Sometimes they got fresh fruit, so you can
buy. But if you want vegetables or something, you go to the next bodega. Right.
I guess, like, I've never actually gone food shopping in any meaningful sense, but I've been around the city enough to see that basically city people just eat out.
Okay.
I mean, that's, if you live in the city, you eat out because, in a lot of cases, because there's not that much as far as, like, shopping that you can do. Most of them don't have a car. So, like, if you're going to go to the grocery store, you're going on the subway, you know, and you're going in a taxi cab or something like that. So you're literally carrying back to your apartment your groceries. So you're not, it's not like we can do here where we just load up the whole back of the car, load up a chest freezer, load up, you know, whatever you got at the house. You can load up your fridge with one shopping trip there. It's like whatever you can carry in your hands is what you're taking home. So it's kind of a different world for a city dweller. So when he says he can't eat, he probably actually means he's having a difficult time feeding himself.
Okay.
But if you're in the city and you want to weigh in on this, 603-283-6160, that's 603-283-6160. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Republican Representative Adam Kinzinger said Sunday the House panel investigating the January 6th Capitol insurrection is looking into whether former President Donald Trump committed a crime with his involvement in the deadly riot.
I think that's obviously a pretty big thing to say. We want to know, though, and I think we'll, by the end of our investigation and by the time our report is out, have a pretty good idea.
While still in office, the House impeached Trump for inciting the riot, though he was later acquitted by the Senate.
Former President Donald Trump sued New York Attorney General Letitia James on Monday, seeking to end her civil investigation into his business practices. Trump alleges the investigation has violated his constitutional rights in a thinly veiled effort to publicly malign Trump and his associates. This is USA Radio News. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Monday was asked if the Biden administration will change the definition of fully vaccinated to include booster shots.
The CDC has not changed their evaluation of what being fully vaccinated means. I think Dr. Fauci has said it's not a matter of if, but when. And then obviously we base any of our policies from the federal government on the CDC guidance. So that would be the first step if and when they were to change that.
The law firm, representing the main source for Christopher Steele's dossier on former President Donald Trump, may have a conflict of interest because one of its lawyers worked for Hillary Clinton's campaign. Special Counsel John Durham, who is probing the FBI's actions in launching the Trump-Russia collusion investigation, raised a potential conflict of interest in a court filing over the weekend. The snag in the proceedings further underscores the intertwined worlds of politics and law in Washington. This is USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Bring up whatever you want. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Aria.
So we were talking mostly about the bad news out of New York and New York State, where the new tyrant elect there in New York City, he's planning on basically doing everything the health ministers tell him to do, which means, you know, you can expect more COVID tyranny to come soon to New York City. New York State, there may be some coronavirus camps being built, but we haven't seen that bill get passed yet, although we're going to keep our eyes on it. I've got it on my calendar for a couple weeks from now. We'll check in on it and see if anything does transpire with that. But meanwhile, people are being arrested at restaurants like Panera Bread, Cheesecake Factory, and Applebee's. Most recently, it's a veteran who is being assaulted by at least 5 or 6 police officers as he just simply was trying to get some, you know, a sandwich or some soup over to Panera Bread, and in the process of...
Why would anyone eat Panera? Everything there is frozen and old, and it costs twice as much as it would anywhere else.
Well, now, I don't know if it's frozen and old. They actually bake it up every night there.
No, they don't. That's a myth.
No, my ex-girlfriend worked there.
I've seen videos that suggest all of the macaroni and stuff arrives frozen.
Well, that's probably true.
I just think it's not that great. Like, I've went there so many times with my, like, old gay friends in San Antonio because they love it there. And it's just never amazed me. I hate their mac and cheese.
Well, yeah. That at least I know is frozen.
That's probably true. I'm not going to say there's nothing frozen there, and I don't hold stock with Panera Bread, but, right. You know, the baked goods are actually baked in the actual
Maybe
location.
That's the issue. I've never actually had the baked goods. I just get, like, a sandwich or something like that.
Yeah, they got an overnight guy that, you know, does that work. Basically.
They used to be pretty good, to be fair. It was worth the extra money because it is, like, $30 a meal for a person instead of $20 like at most places. I don't know the exact numbers, but it's more expensive.
It's fancy fast food. Yeah. That's all Panera is.
But since COVID-19... dude, the one here in King, their quality has just plummeted. It's trash.
I've never went to it because it has the look of an old Panera Bread. Mm-hmm. It doesn't attract me at all because it looks so old. It looks like a Panera Bread from the 90s.
And you're their target market. You know, like young females, I think that's probably a target market for Panera Bread.
Yeah, I've never wanted to go to that one. It looks old.
I want to go to your phone calls here. We've got Turd Ferguson on the line in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Turd.
Yeah, hey, guys. I just wanted to call in and respond to the guy caller that called in the last segment.
Yeah.
About Mark. Yeah, and I got to say, listen, I can kind of sympathize with Mark's position on all this, and I believe I've probably called in about this once before or something similar, but I got to say, and I'll try to be as coherent as possible. Sorry, I'm smoking a lot of marijuana tonight. So I believe that moving to New Hampshire is probably good if you're willing to make it your life's mission to make New Hampshire like an anarcho-capitalist utopia, and you're willing to go up there and put in a bunch of hours and fight for freedom and do all that stuff. For anybody else that kind of wants that wants guaranteed freedom in a finite amount of time or in a goal setting oriented amount of time. It's probably better off if you don't find freedom in New Hampshire and just find it elsewhere.
Well, get real, because there is no such thing as guaranteed freedom. You're not just going to uncover some sort of free commune or whatever where you can just live unmolested.
I mean, I think what you're getting at is Mark's idea of, you know, just don't plant roots. Just travel everywhere. Just take flights everywhere.
Oh, the digital nomad?
Yeah, but that's so inordinately expensive for the average person. If you didn't buy Bitcoin back in 2011 or something like that, that's just a fantasy.
Well, I would recommend doing the Five Flags program, and that's what Caleb Jones, who's advertised on Free Talk Live before, that's what he recommends.
And what does that mean? What is the Five Flags?
So Five Flags.
Keep in mind, we're hearing this from someone who knows about this program but chooses to remain in Pennsylvania.
Well, listen, I'm building a studio here in Pennsylvania, so I'll always maintain this building in Pennsylvania. But Five Flags is when you maintain all aspects of your life in different countries. So you maintain your citizenship in one country, in your primary residence in one country, and your secondary residence in another country, and your investments in another country, and you buy all your stuff in a place with no income taxes. And you set up all your businesses in another country.
I think you might have to be rich.
Yeah, so you support this idea?
No.
You think it's a good idea?
You don't have to be rich. You don't have to be rich. It's a good idea, and it works.
But you haven't done it.
I'm doing it now. I'm setting up my businesses, or at least trying to, overseas, so that I don't have to pay taxes. And I plan on.
How are you not going to pay taxes if you're located in the United States?
Because I'm gonna spend 6 months and one day in another country that I'm not going to mention on the air right this second. But there are a lot of countries that you can go and you can. And by the way, there are ways.
So you mentioned your studio for a moment ago, right? You like your studio. You want to keep it, right? You're attached to it.
I'm keeping the studio here in the music studio here in Pennsylvania. Yes, I'm attached to that, yes.
So you're willing to spend more than half of the rest of your life away from this thing that you're attached to in order to have this precarious notion of freedom?
Sure I am, because I'm not going to – well, I don't need to – I mean, look, I've got a really – I am an audio genius. I can get a lot of
– It's clear from your phone call.
Audio equipment. I'm sorry?
No, I'm joking with you. Go ahead.
Okay, I can get a lot of really good audio equipment that's small and sits on a small desk in my room in this foreign country in a villa that I would purchase for a well below market value that it would sell the United States.
When I hear people talking about getting a villa in a foreign country, that sounds to me like it's something that rich people can afford to do.
In some countries. I mean, if you're going to buy a villa in the United Arab Emirates in Dubai or something like that, yeah, that's probably going to be pretty expensive. But there are countries out there, and you got to do some research. I'm not just going to.
What about when COVID-19 shuts down the world and you can't just travel wherever you want?
Yes, you can. You can.
No, I'm asking, like, in the future.
If you got enough money to buy a private airplane, then you can, right?
No. All you have to do is get multiple citizenships. You can get multiple citizenships. You don't need to do all this.
Because that's cheap. Or you can, right? Just getting a citizenship somewhere else, totally affordable, well, right? What is it, $400,000 in St. Kitts?
It's more affordable than you think. It doesn't cost that much money. I'm telling you, it doesn't.
Okay. What are we talking about?
Some countries. Huh?
How much are we talking about?
I'm talking just like maybe a few grand tops.
The average American lives paycheck to paycheck, by the way.
Yeah, that's true. So let us know, where are you going to get your first extra citizenship?
Well, come on. You want me to just tell you that on the air? Come on, that's not fair.
Why is this a
secret? You just mentioned this isn't a scheme of yours in order to avoid paying taxes on the air.
You're going to blow up my spot.
What? Oh, it's a reserved spot? There's only so many of these available?
Well, it's going to be a pretty popular place if I say it on a radio show that broadcasts to 50,000.
Why wouldn't you want to tell people this? If you want to help people get out of tyranny, why wouldn't you?
Let's go buy while it's cheap.
Listen. Here's a couple suggestions I have. I'm not going to tell you where I'm going, but here's where I would look into.
It's an entire country. Wherever the hell it is you're going, you don't have to say what street you're going to live on. Just where the hell are you going to get a passport?
It's a very little narrow strip of land in Honduras called Mark Edge's Freedom Kingdom.
Oh, I see. Are you going down there? Are you going to Mark's Kingdom?
I've only asked Mark a few questions about his kingdom so far. It seems like a pretty badass place.
I bet Mark will give you a passport for a few grand. Thanks for the call tonight. Number here is 603-283-6160. Look, if it's so cheap and it's such a good idea, why wouldn't you want to share it with people? Like, for instance, Roger Veer. Longtime sponsor here on the show, on his YouTube channel. He just had a video put up about St. Kitts and Nevis. Now, it ain't cheap. Last I heard, it was $400,000 to buy the citizenship thing there in Nevis. Basically, they want you to invest in the country and, you know, to bring jobs and buy stuff. But he's talking about it. He's telling the world about it. He's saying, this is what I did. If you can afford it, he thinks you should do it, too. He's not afraid to explain it.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man.
You, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Aria.
And don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want. We've got a social media website. It is social.freetalklive.com. It's run by us, not the big tech companies, not the mega corporations that want to tell you what you can and can't say. You can have a lot more freedom to express yourself over at social.freetalklive.com. It is a Mastodon-based system, which means it's open source, it's self-hosted, and it actually works pretty well. So head over to social.freetalklive.com. As we go back to the phones here, I believe, I think this is Major Payne. Major Payne, are you with us?
Yeah. Yeah, you guys didn't scream. You did not expect you to call her back so quick.
Here you are.
Let's see. I want to start with the origination of the Wuhan virus. It was probably a good year before it hit our shores. There's an Olympiad of military athletes. All the, like the Green Berets, basically from every clan around the world. They have this Olympiad. And this thing happened in a lake or along a river that was adjacent to the Wuhan Viral Institute. The theory is that one of the infected fish from one of the holding ponds jumped the dam or busted out during a bad rain or whatever. But, there were all kinds of colonels and whatnot that were honored in their countries that went back and died before the spread of this thing hit wherever it was going to hit. So this thing got spread through the world right quick. And then we go to the South
Africa. My only concern with that is that you say a lot of these people die. COVID-19 doesn't generally kill people.
Well, there's a lot of places in the world that are deficient in certain minerals and vitamins. This is a disease that attacks the telomeres.
But these are, as you said, colonels, and they're Green Berets and from around the world in different countries. I mean, they're in top-notch physical condition, regardless of where they're from.
Correct, but if you're
COVID-19 doesn't kill people like that.
if you're nutritionally deficient, this thing can take you out.
Well, the colonels are probably not in top shape. Those are fat bureaucrats and politicians.
But you're also not nutritionally deficient if you're competing in an Olympiad Green Berets. I mean, come on, man. These people were 250 pounds of raw muscle.
Yeah, I'm not sure there's a lot of theories about where this thing started. I don't really think it matters. What matters is this is going. What matters is what they're doing to us.
We still have this Wuhan Institute, and they have not quit working, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this thing just hit Africa, and Africa has been dosing with quinine or some variant thereof to fight malaria for, by God, ever since the Brits invaded the damn thing, you know, about 100 years ago at least. And they have, so I'm thinking that they have had to reform this virus to attack that populace.
Who knows?
The variant that's coming out of there is much less, it's more dominant as far as infection, but it's much less heinous to its host. And if you look at viruses all down through history, their theory is not to kill their host, because if they kill their host, they cannot reprocreate. Okay?
Right.
But they'll get weaker if they don't kill... They'll still get weaker and weaker over time if they don't kill the host, because they...
What would the government's goal be in this scenario of creating a weaker strain of the virus that doesn't kill the host? What would the government's goal be?
Well, that's not the government's goal. This is just a twist that the snake took on them. They can't control this thing. They've never... Last time Obama threw a flu shot, he killed more people than he saved.
Thank you, Major Payne, for the call tonight. The number here is 603-283-6160. Yeah, I mean, to me, this is a lot like the people who spend time obsessing over 9/11. And trying to figure out who really did 9/11. Was it the Bilderberg Group? Was it the, George W. Bush? Was it, who was behind this?
Well, I feel pretty sure, based on the collapse of Building 7, that the towers were not brought down by planes, for whatever that's worth. But I don't know who did it.
Yeah, I don't know either. But people obsess over this stuff, and they've been obsessing over it for years. And it's like, to me, what mattered most was what they did to us afterwards. The Patriot Act, the Department of Homeland Security, the rise of the total authoritarian police state.
The 20 years of unending war.
Yes. So to me, that's what matters here, is not who at the Wuhan lab was responsible or who funded it or whatever. I mean, that's a sideshow. As far as I'm concerned.
I do have the quote from the President Biden.
Oh, yeah. This was getting passed around all over the place. This is like,
speaking of, what they're still doing to us.
Holiday wishes from the White House.
This is the quote that was getting passed around a lot because it's one of the craziest little paragraphs. And this is at whitehouse.gov. We are intent on not letting Omicron disrupt work in school for the vaccinated. You've done the right thing, and we will get through this. For the unvaccinated, you're looking at a winter of severe illness and death for yourselves, your families, and the hospitals you may soon overwhelm. I have an article.
I don't particularly find that shocking or alarming or anything like that. It's just the same crap they've been saying.
It's a little bit more in your face of like, all right, you're going to die this winter.
We're going to kill our families and friends and stuff. Oh, good thing they got the virus then, and it's going to keep them safe, right? It's just garbage. It's nonsense. It's more of the virus is totally not effective, but you're going to kill the people who got the vaccine is totally effective, but you're going to kill people who got the vaccine because you're unvaccinated. What kind of garbage line is that? And that's essentially what they're saying.
It's total fear-mongering.
If all the unvaccinated die, don't shed any tears over us because we did choose to remain unvaccinated, and that would just be us reaping the consequences that we had coming.
Consider me unconcerned about what's coming this winter as far as that's concerned. But I got a couple of other quickies here that I've been holding on to for a couple days. Just some world updates for you. Netherlands going into strict Christmas lockdown, according to Reuters, over Christmas and New Year's. They say to try to contain the highly contagious Omicron variant. Of course, none of this stuff worked before, so... This isn't going to work now, but nonetheless, they're going to try it all again, including closing non-essential so-called shops and services like restaurants, hairdressers, museums, and gyms will be closed until Sunday, January 14th. So those folks
are people going to wake the hell up? The whole point of the lockdowns was just until we can get the vaccine. Or actually, it was just so we don't overwhelm the hospitals and flatten the curve. Yeah. And then it was so we can get the vaccine out there so we can get people. Well, people are vaccinated.
Yeah.
And here come the lockdowns and masks again.
All over again.
None of the crap you did to appease your government masters made a difference. Nope.
Now you're going to have to sacrifice another month's worth of revenue, presuming they actually do let this up in January, which will be in the middle of wintertime. And by that time, they'll see that people are still dying or they're getting cases because, you know, they don't report the deaths that much. It's more
and
cases.
What a random date. If it's we're locking down for Christmas, I kind of get the logic, at least, is supposed to be, oh, people will gather during Christmas. But then why all the way 2 weeks into January?
Because they can.
Yeah. Quote, the Netherlands is again shutting down, according to Prime Minister Mark Rutte. That is unavoidable because of the fifth wave that is coming at us with the Omicron variant.
Five waves in 2 years, people. Come on. We're just going to have to deal with this thing and get on with our lives.
Other measures include a recommendation that households receive no more than two visitors and that gatherings outside are limited to a maximum of two people.
Did you say recommendation or requirement?
Well, you know how the news is when they'll say one thing, but it may actually be a requirement. It's not clear according to this. So that's a little bit there for from the Netherlands. More closer to home, Ontario province in Canada is rolling out a new suite of restrictions for businesses and social gatherings as they contend with a spike in COVID-19 cases. This according to CBC.ca, the official
government. Who could have seen this coming this winter? If only we had more nurses and doctors for hospitals.
Effective at 12:01 a.m. yesterday, indoor social gathering limits will be reduced from 25 people to 10 people, and outdoor gatherings are reduced from 100 to 25. Doug Ford, the cousin or brother of that old crack-smoking mayor in Toronto, Rob Ford. Remember that guy from a few years ago? He says, we need to meet this variant.
Doug Ford.
Doug Ford's his brother. I believe his the guy who's dead, the crack smoker's name was Rob Ford.
But I thought that Doug was the crack smoker.
It wouldn't surprise me if Doug smoked some crack, too. We need to meet this variant head on. We need to do everything we can to push back. So they'll be reducing capacity at businesses like restaurants, malls, gyms, personal care services down to 50%. Marinas, boating clubs, pharmacies, indoor recreational. So the same old crap coming down your throat, you know, shoving down your throat once again here from governments all around the world.
You'll be here in New Hampshire in just a few weeks.
We'll see about that. So far, Sununu seems to be worried about his prospects for getting reelected next year. But you may be right, Arya.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.